Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy,
yeah, buddy.
You have a theory that as women get older, they start to become ignored. We ignore them.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They hit a certain age, we stop listening, we stop looking, mm-hmm. we stop caring.
Yeah, they kind of fade away.
Did you put your hand behind your ear?
I did.
Like you don't have headphones what? On that are plugged directly into the microphone I have in front of my face.
It's a habit.
And look, here's the thing.
What?
When it comes to women, you're probably right. And we theorize that's why mom Vicks in our area are so plentiful.
Under the radar, baby. Yeah.
It may also be why we've never heard this take before.
Because
either this woman is alone in her principles when it comes to what her man is allowed to do.
Yeah.
Or there is a huge difference between what women under 35 see as cheating and what women over 35 were willing to tolerate.
Tolerate. Not happy about it, but tolerate.
I mean, she doesn't seem too upset, Kimmy.
You can get away with
it. Well, there is one part in there where I'm like, I think she might be a little more upset than she's letting on to.
Okay. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we shared with you a new study that is redefining what women believe constitutes as cheating. The study showed us 6 in 10 women saw having an OnlyFans account as cheating.
Mm.
1 in 3 married or engaged women said they believed watching any kind of pornography,
even thinking about it,
is cheating. 30% of women said that going to a strip club was cheating. And just over 20% of American women said following an ex on social media was cheating.
Ooh.
It was a surprising study, Tommy, based on how far we thought we came with sexuality and relationships.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because, Kimmy, I mean, you guys...
More open-minded now.
Yeah, right? I mean, everything's been more open than it was for our parents and grandparents.
I would think so.
I mean, just the access to all this stuff compared to what was 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Like pornography, for example. Tommy, we argued there's no physical aspect to porn. How is that cheating?
Right.
Following an ex on social media, not even close to infidelity.
You might even forget she's on your phone.
Is the excuse you're going to use?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't even know how this thing works. Hello? Hello? Buy, sell. Well, it turns out, Tommy, we have someone who agrees with us.
Oh.
And the weird part, she
might
be the last person you'd expect.
Mm.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, arguing for men doing questionable things. Sit back and enjoy today's lady edition of Hate Mail of the Week.
Women these days take themselves too seriously. I heard a skit about cheating and what counts as cheating to younger women, and it made me laugh. Not one thing that was said is what cheating is. Cheating is when you have sex with someone else. That's it. I'm not going to get mad at my husband for looking at other girls naked. I'm not going to get mad if he has a few drinks and flirts at the bar. I'm not going to get mad if I see him with his arm around another woman. I know who he's coming home to. The tighter the leash you keep on him, the more he's going to try to pull away. These girls today don't understand. If you try to force a man in a box, he's going to want to break out. If you let him see what his options are, he's always going to come home. Sometimes I get jealous, but I keep that to myself. I'll do other things without him to take care of that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a better wife, he's got no need to go and do things with other women. Sincerely, Carolyn.
I did not see this letter coming.
Yeah.
from that discussion.
Took a weird turn there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's assume Carolyn is older. Based
she
on
because well, she says younger yeah. women. Yeah. In
younger.
The letter.
Yeah. Not like your mother.
Mother.
If you gave me money and asked me to bet on who would have a bigger problem with pornography,
right.
strip clubs, etc., I would have bet all of my money on older women.
Same.
Yeah, older generation was a little more prudish.
Right? All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is this woman alone in what she thinks, or are older women more laid back when it comes to what they see as cheating?
Well, the only way...
The key there is what they see, and it's almost like if they don't see it, they don't look into it. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, no, but it says she saw arm okay. around. If I saw an arm around my right. my husband with arm okay. around a woman, if I saw him flirting,
yeah,
wouldn't bother it.
Yeah, that's odd.
Is it?
Yeah, because that's pretty intimate.
I don't know most
more
people,
than looking at a dirty picture or a dirty video.
You're going to argue an arm around a woman is more intimate than pornography?
Oh yeah,
well, yeah
because you're actually
you're
touching a
somebody.
Human being. You're flirting with an actual person, which is at a bar. Right. That looks intimate.
I don't know many men would be cool with a woman doing that to another guy. I don't know many women that would be cool with their no. man doing right. that to a woman. You know okay. what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think just the physical flirting and touching would bother anybody in
it's,
a relationship.
It has it's almost romantic, which is something your wife's not going to tolerate.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the arm around and how it looks.
You're at a bar with a strange woman and you have your arm around her, so which means you went from zero to arm around her pretty goddamn quick.
Okay. Look, I grew up with my old man doing this to women all the time. Like, and
right, but that...
I'm telling you, like, when if the way I was raised,
yeah.
this was not anything inappropriate.
Right. Like, I mean, my father was also a creep. You know what I mean? So I can't really use...
So what, you would make that, you would argue that makes you a creep?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you have a wife, or you have a girlfriend that you live with, okay. you know, and you're at a bar with another woman, you have your arm around her, that to me is way worse than him just spanking it out to some porn.
I would also worry, as that person's significant other, it's less about the jealousy and more about, like, oh my God, like, did I marry a creep? Like,
so he brought up the creep.
I'm sorry. Somebody that's going to, like creep other women out
right.
like by being too touchy. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
to women you don't know at a
yes,
bar.
Yeah.
So I was just telling Tommy, like, I saw my dad do this all the time. Nobody ever said anything about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I would watch
like
his
buddies. He's probably maybe making some people feel uncomfortable.
But I would watch his buddies do it all the time, too. Like, it was nothing when I was a kid to see married men just, like, talking to women, arm around all the
sudden.
But
those guys were also lousy husbands.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
But define lousy husband.
I don't think
man.
Lousy husbands aren't tolerated like they were.
Oh.
I mean, my father was a lousy husband.
Okay.
If my father today would not, I mean, with my mother having options, probably having a job, yeah. he'd be done.
Okay. And I want to touch on that, but we got folks calling us, 252-WCMF. I don't want to make anyone wait too long.
No.
Right. Joey's on CMF. Hey, Joey, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
Just a little input. I do think that... particularly the pornography thing, especially if you're married, that is definitely adultery, that is definitely cheating. And one way you can tell is, you know, are you married?
We're all of us are married, yes.
Yeah. All are married. So if you were to go to a motel room and watch two people, particularly prostitutes, have sex, and you're just in the
I'd be a state senator.
Watching,
wait, time out. Can I ask a question? Why are the prostitutes having sex with each other? Because nobody's making money in that deal, Joey.
Well, essentially, you're watching pornography. You're watching two prostitutes have sex. So if you were to do that and you were to watch it in a motel room, most people would say, yeah, that's cheating. You just have a screen in the way.
Okay.
That's the only difference. You're watching two people have sex. That's obviously an affair. That's obviously
So you don't
cheating.
Look at pornography.
I did not see this take coming.
So you
No,
you...
I do not.
Have you
no.
ever? Have you ever?
I mean, when I was younger and, what? You know, not as... You know, not as intelligent, I guess, or, you know.
No, you're nailing it. No, but what, Joey, what changed?
Yeah, what made you stop?
I mean, obviously in my faith, you know, lust comes from the heart, you know, the desire. You know, you guys are talking about putting your hands around other women, especially when you're married. You know, the adultery comes from the heart and the desire.
So you never pleasure yourself?
Afterwards.
No, I mean now.
No,
like,
period.
Do you ever pleasure yourself now?
No.
So you don't
not
touch your penis
like
just to urinate.
Are we? I didn't know we were allowed to talk like that on the radio. My bad. But no.
Well,
no, I don't do that. you know.
So what do you do when you get like a rogue boner, man?
Oh, rogue boner. One of my favorite Val Kilmer movies.
He kicked ass.
No, I mean, that's a valid question. Like, Joey, sometimes it just
happens. I get a rogue boner, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a teenage boy, so I don't need to, like, have, you know, an impulsive, you know.
But your penis is impulsive.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
It's pulsing right now.
You can't control your penis, Joey. You wake up. You wake up with a boner.
So do you just pray your boner away?
You can. That is an option. You don't. You just don't continue lustful thoughts.
All right.
But the point, circling back to the pornography, it is essentially watching.
Well, I mean, Joey, hold on. In our defense, we are running this show here. Going back to the rogue boner thing, right? Like, I would think, like, there are situations. No, you're fine. You're nailing it, Joey. There are situations where, health-wise, they tell you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for
it. It's good. I mean, yeah, like, there have been several studies done that show that men that pleasure themselves on a regular Hold on. Men that pleasure themselves on a regular basis are at lower risk for prostate cancer.
Yeah, you're talking about, well, it's not particularly pleasuring yourself, but it's the ejaculation, But if you're married, you know, you need to have good communication with
your wife. I can't wait till my birthday, bro.
Hey, that's between you and your wife.
So how many times? Wait, hold on. Joey, you have sex
We don't even know if Joey's married. Are you married?
Are you married, Joey?
Yeah, of course I'm married.
All right, so you have sex 4 times a week?
You know, I'm not going to get into the specific details.
Okay, hold on. You were breaking down. You were breaking down. Hold on. Time out. You were breaking down rogue boners. Hold on, Joey. Hold on, buddy.
I'm learning.
Joey, we're trying to figure out.
This is a teaching show.
Yes, we're trying to figure out where you're coming from here.
Or not.
Can I answer your question?
Yes, go ahead. Well, you said you weren't going to tell me.
Well, it's definitely enough to not be worried about. I know the study you're talking about, and you're talking about prostate cancer and all that.
Yeah.
It's definitely enough to not be worried about that.
Joey's nailing it. Hey, Joey, great talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks.
There goes Joey.
All right. But it's a religious thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
but even in
like
the Bible, it says go forth and rub pole. It does. There's some poles in that Bible, bro.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm more bothered that he didn't know how prostitution worked. Why would two prostitutes be having sex with each other?
Yeah, you're right.
Did they not know each other were prostitutes until the end? It's like, you owe me 50.
What's
you
doing in there?
So going back, we got really derailed there.
Yeah. Mm. We had some questions.
No, but that was interesting. Yeah, I mean, it was a
different perspective.
Yeah.
I don't like men that judge other people for doing things, right?
Well, it's a faith thing.
No, but here's the thing. You do you, man. Yeah. I'm not here to.
Yeah.
Don't come in here and tell me what I'm supposed to be doing with my boner in my private time.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Because I know how boners work, bro. And I know you have lustful, dirty
neither
boners.
Neither of you believed a word he said, either.
No, I mean, look, I'm kind of with Tommy here. You got to put on the face, fine. I get it, right? Whatever you got
to
do.
There are some guys that say, oh, I would never, I got a woman to do that for me.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Come on.
Explain the first boner you had to me, then.
Going back, hate mail of the week. Yeah. A woman named Carolyn writes us, coming off this study, that OnlyFans was looked at as cheating by 6 in 10 women. 1 in 3.
But that's a more interactive pornography.
You're subscribing. Yeah. 1 in 3 women engaged or married said they believe watching any kind of porn was cheating, and it went down the line that it's not physical anymore. Carolyn writes us and says it's young women that are being ridiculous right now, that she had no problem, has no problem with her husband. She walked in and saw his arm around another woman. Wouldn't bother her.
Yeah.
Flirting with another woman. Wouldn't bother her. That she has things she does on her own. Women these days are too touchy?
Uptight?
Uptight.
They're prudish.
All right, so to your point a second ago, you know, you brought up your dad and your mom and how things used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, guys did make the rules. Divorce was not a common thing.
No.
Right? And you were at the mercy of what your husband wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you found a way to justify it. Because I'll be honest with you, man. Like, this letter, well, she's describing, like, the arm around and the flirting, made me think of your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean,
like, you know, it's one of those things where you want to tell this woman, like, you know, you don't have to put up with that if you don't want to. You know, if you have options, you don't have to stick around and put up with it if it bothers you. Because she's kind of painting a picture like it doesn't bother her. But then she says later on in the letter, sometimes I get a little jealous, but I keep it to myself. And then she also goes on to say, well, I'll take care of that on my own time. So, like, you are doing something, I guess, in your head that you see as revenge?
Can I ask a question? And I'm asking the women's perspective. When she says that in that letter,
I don't know if that means she goes off and talks to other guys.
Or is she rubbing one out?
I thought she was just rubbing her
But kid. But what does that do? Because she talks about jealousy, and yeah. then she says she does that after. I assumed that meant almost like, well, I go do something on my own time.
Oh,
like,
all right.
I'm doing something without him is what I got out of that.
Yeah, I went straight
whatever
to,
that
like,
means. But that does mean that whatever he's doing bothers you. Because you go off and do something to get back at him is what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got that impression, yeah. too. Okay, there are two ways to look at this.
Yeah.
Assuming that there are more older women who think the way Carolyn does than we assume. Mm. The first thought would be, one, women back in the day understood that letting your guy go out and have a little fun wasn't going to destroy your marriage.
And you probably didn't really know the extent of what that fun was. It was kind of like, you know, what happens over there stays over there.
Okay, but here's the thing, Kimmy. It is possible that women did know. They knew there was an arm around over, whatever. And there could be logic to that in a weird way. Like, maybe a man does need his ego stroked.
Boys will be boys.
Well, I mean, there's a difference.
That's kind of what that is.
There's a difference between boys will be boys and let me see if the ammunition in this gun still works.
That's kind of the same thing to me.
Well, I mean, look, there are also guys yeah. who have cheated, who have made the argument, believe it if you want to, that it wasn't about the sex. It was about seeing if I still could do it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
thrill of the hunt. Yeah. So it could be that. Or two, women today see this stuff more as cheating because they demand more respect than our mothers and grandmothers.
Yeah, and they saw what their mothers and grandmothers went through.
And look, I don't
think you can really see, younger women can really see the extent of that cheating too, because they will do a deep dive and find evidence.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like, it's harder to hide that stuff now.
I think you're right, but I think it's even more based than that, Kimmy. Your mother, my mother, women of previous generations, when they were dating our fathers, if they decided to make a big deal of certain things, our fathers, grandfathers could just move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Right? Even after they were married, they didn't have to listen to a thing she said. It's not that way anymore. Thanks a lot, Susan B. Anthony.
You can also connect with people easier, too. You yourself can move on.
Yeah, you're right.
Much quicker.
And you don't need us.
That's just it. Men
you do not need us.
When it comes to relationships now, it's easier for a woman to meet a man than it is for a man to meet a woman.
Oh, absolutely.
The game has flipped, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So
and she's got means.
That's right. I still can't get over that phone call.
I can't
I'm
either.
Deeply bothered by really a lot of things like, that happened.
I mean,
I'm
really thinking about,
I'm more concerned. Why is Joey listening to this show?
Clearly,
you're not familiar.
No, he obviously didn't because he asked
he missed
if we
the creep cap, apparently.
He asked if we were married, so he must
yeah,
have
yeah, yeah.
been the listener to the show. It was a drive-by. I don't, like...
It's really that's going to stick with me for a while.
You don't have to lie. Nobody knows you.
I know, but I mean, it's like a denial of like simple human urges.
I would agree with you.
You know, which that dude that you love gave them to you. If you believe all that.
Well, you want to go down that road?
No.
Of human choice.
No, I'm saying like if you believe that dude and he created you.
No, I don't want to go down that road. Allow me to continue going down that road.
He gave you them
now
urges.
Now you're having an argument about free choice in religion.
Not free choice,
yes,
just like.
Because there's lots of things. I was given the ability to murder you.
No. That's not it. No, you did not get that.
What do you mean?
Like your boner pops up.
Well, yeah. For
you just
this.
Don't pop up. I don't wake up with a murder Jones in the morning.
Well, working with you, I do.
I got to run to the bathroom, man. I got such a murder Jones.
The point, if I'm going to use the Old Testament theology classes that I took.
Yeah.
You're right.
And by the way, you didn't pay attention.
I did great theology. Thank you very much. You have the ability to make 1,000 choices every single day.
Yeah.
Right? And what you do with your erection is one of those choices.
Right, but it's a natural urge. Like, it just showed up.
It's a natural urge for me to eat everything that I can and destroy the temple that the Lord gave me, according to the Old Testament.
Okay.
You shouldn't do that either. I'm saying your argument that this exists, therefore I should do it, does not go along with theological teachings.
It's, I don't know, it's like denying a dump.
Okay.
Thou shalt not dump. Okay. Hold it.
All right, I do want to talk. Oh, we're so late. All right.
But.
I do want to get another lady in here because we got so derailed. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, I got like 30 seconds. What do you got for us?
I was just commenting about what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
My ex-husband, who the reason why he's an ex is because he cheated like constantly.
Okay.
And he's actually now with my maid of honor, ex-best friend.
Damn! Damn, Carrie!
Damn, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got a double whammer there.
So what happened?
I left. I left home and got my own house. Yeah, I said, after this, I'm not going to keep dealing with all this. And my kids are older now. You know, like, I'm 54, and my youngest is 17. So my girls, were telling me all along, Mom, don't put up with this. My oldest daughter's 34, and she was definitely very, Mom, that's stupid. Get out of that relationship.
Okay, so
that's her own father.
So based on the way you saw things, things weren't all that weird. It took the younger women in your life to say, wait a minute, this isn't something you should tolerate.
No, it was weird, but I stayed with him because of my kids, because not only did he cheat with my ex-best friend, but he also had an affair with an 18-year-old.
Oh, my God, Carrie!
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, get rid of that man.
He's gone. Yeah, and she was younger than my oldest daughter.
Oh!
Yeah, and it was a heartbreak for my kids to see that, and... And they just wanted him to come home, and I was
just
stupid,
a change.
So stupid.
Well, Carrie, look, I mean, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long time, you have your reasons to stay. There are things that happen.
You did it for the kids.
Yeah, and you don't see things sometimes. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up.
It's a sacrifice.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I was with him since I was 18 years old, too.
He seems to have a thing for 18 for some reason. Seems to be a key number in this dude's life.
Carrie, I'm super late. I got to go, but thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Two calls that... Okay. Let's take a break.
There.
Take a break.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're of a certain age, grew up watching the Jetsons, waiting for technology and robots to make our lives easier.
Yeah, that pop.
Yeah, maybe you watched Back to the Future, couldn't wait for a house robot to prepare all your things for you.
Mm-hmm.
These were going to be cool looking. They were going to be helpful. And things right now aren't exactly going to plan.
No.
Because the robots we have now, they are arguably making life harder. And one is annoying the hell out of a man in this room.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. You came in the other day bitching about something going on at one of your favorite stores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So my wife and I on Sunday had to do a BJ's run. So we're in there, and I keep hearing this like annoying noise. It's like a beeping, whistling kind of noise.
Hmm.
I'm going, what the hell? Is that somebody's phone? And you can hear it all over the store. It's loud. So I can't figure out what it is. Well, I finally roll up on the noise.
Okay.
About seven aisles in. It's a roving robot that I guess you could go up and ask it questions. If you're lost, you're looking for something, you could type it in, whatever.
Okay.
I'm going, what is the point of this?
To ask it questions.
Okay. I have a phone.
Yeah.
Where I could find out. At this store, what I'm looking for.
So they have an app where you can like look up.
Yes.
Okay.
So why do I need this stupid-ass robot? But by the way, it's just annoying the piss out of me. I want to get out of this store as soon as possible.
Maybe that's what it is. It's Tommy Mulay repellent. Get out of our store.
But it's not conducive to like me hanging out and buying things. I want to leave.
But you see this as a positive, Kimmy.
What's the positive?
I don't know if it's a positive, but I do understand that not everybody, knows where to look on their phone.
Everybody
for this
knows
now.
You got to be the dumbest mofo on the planet. You can't figure out a BJ store.
I could see
where
my dad going like,
are.
"Oh, cool robot. Let's ask it." You know, like there might be people that are excited just to talk to the robot.
Okay, when I saw this robot, it was lonelier than the ugliest comedian we ever met. It was just by itself, roaming around, making noise.
I got a lot of jokes, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
And people were like avoiding the damn thing,
like because it was so.
They were
loud.
Just going around it and backing out of the aisle.
Okay, you know what's weird? When you first told me that you were having problems with a BJ's robot, I thought technology had finally taken your mother's job away.
You're really loading up with the mom jokes today, huh?
Pretty good. I actually wrote that one last night. But I mean, look, to your point, the reason the robot exists is for you as a customer.
Yeah.
Convenience. Yeah, it's an easier situation,
yes.
Right? Look, I do think this robot helps with a segment of the population that is, like, terrified of asking questions of people at stores. Because, Kimmy, we all have those friends, right, that, like, they get massive anxiety over having to ask where the pickles are. And if the robot's there, it takes care of it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's if you just have a simple question, it needs a simple answer.
Also,
not a bad thing.
The idea behind it, too, is it's going to avoid tying up a human that can be doing other jobs at the moment, right? I don't have to stop someone loading up grilled chickens or whatever the chickens are. Mm. But this robot you described, Thomas, is facing the same problems other robots we've come across in daily life.
So what's going on in the bot universe?
Well, they seem to be more of a pain in the ass than they are helping now. Because there are four different kinds of robots you are most likely to encounter in public life. You got the answer robot, the one you just described.
Yeah.
You've got the waiter robot. A couple of restaurants in Rochester have been using the waiter robot. And you've got the butler robot.
So where's that one?
That's working in hotels.
Oh, yeah, you saw one.
I did see one. And then you have the hospital robot. And if you've been to Strong or Highland.
Coming at me with the thermometer?
I know that the Rochester Regional Health System has. Yeah, they're going to sodomize you with a robot. It's called the Tommy Pleasure 5000.
Well, I endorse it, and I didn't get any money.
It's weird. It's got your face on the front of it, too. No, we've talked about the hospital robot. The hospital robot can move, like, equipment and medications from floor to floor.
But that's kind of helping the nurses.
All right, so here's the thing, though. You're right. It serves a purpose.
All right?
That being said, I was at Highland, like, 8 months ago.
The hospital, yeah.
And the robot had shut down in the middle of the hallway.
But it had powered down?
I don't know if it powered down. It had some kind of malfunction, whatever, but it was just stopped there.
Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, two nerdy-looking guys, like, trying to figure out why the robot wouldn't move. Meanwhile, it's a hospital, so it's busy.
Yeah.
So you got all these people trying to, like, move in and out of what's going on here. I mean, the idea of having robots take care of things that are mundane for humans is a great idea.
I get it.
The problem is it's starting to feel like humans are more reliable than the robots we thought were supposed to be more reliable.
How about just don't make it sound so goddamn annoying to my ears? It doesn't need to beep every 2 seconds.
Okay. You sound like an old man yelling at a robot.
I am. Like, it's roaming around. If I need it, I'll find it. Or stand in one spot, it'll come by eventually.
No, because if you...
Because the robot.
If you needed the robot... You would have been like, okay, it's not beeping. I couldn't find a robot. Why have a robot if I can't find a robot? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good today, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to let Tommy know that robot would not have a conversation with you because the reason it was there, it's taking inventory for the store.
Well, it looked like you could
probably... It's up and down the aisles counting goods.
Well, then why does it got to make that noise?
So you don't run into it, dummy.
I could see it.
Only because you heard it. Your hearing aid worked.
Were you trying to ask the inventory robot a question, you idiot?
Yeah, it was blowing me off.
Hey, do you work at BJ's?
No, but I go there quite a bit. I see it all the time.
Did you ask someone about the robot?
Of course he did. He'd have to.
No.
No?
How'd you know he was doing inventory then?
I heard a counting.
So you don't even know.
All right, well, Tom, thank you for the call. We can have someone settle this for us because Josh works at BJ's. He's on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys today?
Good, man. What do you got?
So, yeah, I actually work at BJ's. The robot's name is Tally. It's exactly that. It goes around. It takes pictures of all the shelves and everything at the store, and it's counting inventory.
Why does it got to make that noise?
What noise?
The noise that comes out of the goddamn robot.
Are you sure you just didn't...
Oh. It's to let people know it's there. You would not believe the amount of times I've been at work and children are screaming back at the thing. It's crazy.
Okay.
they make the beeping noise back at the robot.
All right, Josh, do you enjoy working with the robot?
Of course he doesn't.
No, because like Tommy said, you can hear it across the store, and it goes around multiple times a day. So if you're working 8 hours, you'll hear it two or three times go through the store.
Sometimes it's hitting on the lawnmowers. There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. And it's funny, Tommy didn't even see the other one. The Zamboni thing that they use to clean the floors, they have that as a robot now, too, that goes around the stores cleaning the floors automatically, too.
Interesting. Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Should have had one of those for my first wife.
Oh! Veal. 252 WCMF. This has now become a break where Tommy bitches about a robot he does not understand. Look, all of the robots we see in public do have big-time flaws. Have you seen, guys, the videos of the people tripping over the waiter robots in restaurants?
Oh, because they're kind of short.
They only come up to, like, most people's waist. And if you're coming around, like, a table or something, like, they go down hard. The food goes flying everywhere. The hotel robots have had a few problems as well. They can get stuck on elevators. They can get stuck in corners of hotel floors. And they also freak out when you get in their way.
Oh.
So, like, I've seen one hotel robot.
Yeah.
It was in Buffalo. I was trying to get on an elevator, and the robot was coming off. The door's open, and the robot's there, and it's got a little bow tie.
All right.
A little butler.
Butler robot. But, like, it took me a second to register what it was.
So does it bring you, like, room service and crap?
Yeah, towels, anything you need. Yeah. But, like, it, you know, the elevator opens. There's a effing robot right there, and I'm like, what is this? And it must have been, like, 5 seconds I stared at it. An alarm went off.
Oh, really?
Please move. Please move. Please move. I was like, oh. And the thing just, like, scampered off back to the front desk. But, yeah, it was pretty annoying.
All right. Yeah, you would think, like, they shouldn't be using the elevators. They got a service elevator. Put in that goddamn thing.
You're bitching now that the robot,
I know.
That's called segregation, my friend.
Oh, I didn't
let these damn clankers use the service elevator. 252 WCMF. Tommy hates robots, and he's not alone.
Yeah.
Jay, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. If I ever go into a restaurant or a hotel or a store and there's one of these damn clankers in there, I'm 180-ing and leaving.
Okay, why?
Not to be that guy, but they're taking jobs away from good working people.
All right, but here's the thing. Now, we'll see how the economy goes over the next couple of months, but for the last few years since COVID, they couldn't find people to do these jobs, right? I mean, like the waiter robot, you had restaurants closing because they didn't have enough people that wanted to do the gigs. The waiter robot I know they have one at McCardle's. They've been using one at the distillery. They've been helping the business stay open.
I
hate them!
I hate them with a burning passion. I can't explain it.
Okay.
And they're coming for my job next.
Okay. All right, yeah, I mean, you do drive an Uber, right, Jay, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
And they're doing these Waymos out in California that people are setting fire to because the Waymos are taking pictures of everybody and sending it to the government.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Okay.
We're setting fire to these robot cars. They're taking pictures.
I have a question.
Here's the thing. I want to go like that's a crazy conspiracy theory, but the way the news is now, I can't even tell. I don't know.
It's funny because I do think people struggle in their head with the idea of robots for some of the reasons Jay brought up, and also it doesn't work efficiently, but also you also don't have to tip the robot, which I'm guessing is another bitch that some people have.
Oh, no, not necessarily, because your waiter will take some of these robot waiters.
I'm talking about, like, with the room service thing.
Sure.
You know, certain jobs like that, like, you know, there's no pressure, I guess, to tip a robot.
Yeah, it's not going to judge you. Spit oil in your face.
Yeah, true.
Right. Let's see here. Brandon writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, the new Japanese restaurant in Victor called East Ezekiah has robot waiters. You hardly deal with people there. See, that doesn't sound like a terrible thing to me.
A Japanese robot waiter.
Not the fact that it's Japanese. No, you idiot.
Mr. Klang.
Going to...
Talk about the business plan.
The fact that I can go to a restaurant and not have to deal with other
people. Okay.
But
if you have a problem or you have a preference, that becomes an issue.
Maybe. I haven't used the robot. The only robot waiter I've had has brought the food to me. I have ordered from a human, and the robot brings us the food.
And I would actually accept, if I'm in a Japanese steakhouse, a robot, because they're a very advanced culture.
I don't.
So you trust that robot more, you're saying, based on the business it works for?
A Japanese person probably programmed it.
You think that the Japanese restaurant only buys Japanese robots, and McCardle's or the distillery or the Rochester?
They got one of them Irish robots.
What does that Irish robot sound like?
Wait, what a bad idea. I'll be about 20 minutes. I'm on break. I'm going to go outside and smoke my nuts. It burns its own nuts.
Okay.
I don't know what I expected.
I don't either.
I didn't either.
Kimmy, do you treat robots? Do you treat robots like people?
I've never. I have yet to run into one of these robots. I don't. I'm trying to think of a time. I guess the one sushi restaurant that has the sushi on the conveyor belt. They have one of those.
Okay.
They have a robot.
That'll bring you like a drink and stuff. But you again like. You're already kind of self-serving in that place.
Oh, yeah, it's
anyways.
A cool environment.
Yeah,
conveyor belt food is pretty cool.
I mean, it was kind of a cool experience.
Yeah, that,
I don't know.
See, that one I like. It kind of fits.
Okay,
it's futuristic dining.
Yeah, no, it did feel
space
very
age.
Strange.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. All right. Well, fair it's enough. Very unique new dining experience.
Is it new?
But I mean, got some old beat up Irish bar, and here comes this clanking ass thing that they don't maintain.
McCardle's
got
is duct tape.
I didn't call any names out.
Why did you go? Why did you say beat up Irish bar? Did not call any names. Why did you go
but
Irish?
You fixed that damn thing with duct tape.
Look, I'm getting.
For some reason, the damn robot's probably got a disease.
But they use Japanese duct tape. Does that make it better?
Nah, it's good duct tape.
All right, I'm getting a ton of people writing with the same take that Jay had, that robots are taking human jobs. Look, to give you a little bit of solace, potentially, and maybe I'm wrong 10 years from now, let's keep in mind what happened with the self-checkouts, right? Because that was going to replace humans and take jobs away from people. And these stores are now moving away from self-checkouts.
Because we like to steal.
Exactly. And not to mention, they're also very expensive to maintain. Mm-hmm. The idea was that you could just plug these things into a machine and you're not paying it. But you have to pay someone to maintain all of these machines. If the machines fail, the expectation is not being met that you give to the customer. So in theory, yes, they work. But give it a decade and see what the cost of those things are to the company versus a human being. Because I don't know if this is something we're going to start seeing everywhere forever.
You don't think it's going to last.
Or it starts to swing back around the other way a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like the guy like, TV, who's got time for that? pictures is where the money is, son.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, buddy!
What's going on?
Some surprising news and great news for this kid.
Oh.
Has Rochester on the cusp of the Quad. And for a city our size, the fact that we have a chance at the Quad, very impressive.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We talked this morning about how yesterday was the cut-down day for the Buffalo Bills. Had to have your 53-man roster. That was across the NFL. With that being said, there is a guy from our area who got himself a job.
Really?
His name is Nathan Carter. If you live in Irondequoit, you may know his name. It's where he grew up. He went to high school at Bishop Kearney. Played running back. And despite
Crazy Legs Carter?
Yes.
Look at him go. So what happened?
Despite some really impressive numbers in high school, he was having a hard time getting recruited by like major colleges, right? So he ended up getting some offers from smaller schools and decided to go play at UConn.
All right.
Not known for their football.
No. Okay.
He spent 3 years there. He ended up transferring to Michigan State.
Ooh, it was a big house.
He went undrafted this last year, which is normally a death blow to an NFL career.
Yeah.
But he signed with Atlanta. He put the work in. And against all odds.
No kidding.
Yesterday, Nathan Carter, a Irondequoit native, made the Falcons 53-man roster. And just to put into perspective how rare this is, on average, only 15 undrafted free agents make an NFL roster
of any position.
Yes, you got it. Like, period. So not.
Which tells you how hard it is to get into this league.
You got it. Like, less than one half.
And this kid got in.
And he's in. He's got a job. So, this means we are on the cusp of a quad.
So, what's a quad?
A Rochester four major sports sweep.
Well, you must have it now.
So, we have Major League Baseball. Right. A couple of guys. Ernie Clement is having, like, one of the best seasons of his career up in Toronto right now. Mm-hmm. They're in first place. They look awesome. We have a ton of guys in the NBA who we've talked at length about. We now have Nathan Carter in the NFL. The only thing we are waiting on is a Rochester kid NHL roster this year.
Wait, we don't have one kid in the NHL.
I know, it's weird. After all the years that was our dominant sport.
Yeah.
There are a couple of guys working their way up. There's a couple of guys playing in the AHL that have a chance to make rosters.
But nobody's in the pros.
There is not.
I mean, the top pros.
I mean, there are a few like down the thruway, like from around here, but not Rochester specifically.
The greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
So if one of these guys from the greater Rochester area can make an opening night NHL roster.
We quadding.
It might be the first time in Rochester history we have all four at the same time.
Pretty impressive.
Because, Kimmy, I'm trying to think what other time and period. We had John Wallace when he was in the NBA. He probably overlapped with Roland Williams in the NFL. But we didn't have a Major League Baseball. Well, no, we had Tim Redding. We might have. Oh, I take it back. Did we have Tim Redding, Major League Baseball? Did we have John Wallace in the NBA, Roland Williams in the NFL, and God knows how many NHL players?
At the same time?
All at the same time? Because Rory Fitzpatrick probably would have been the guy in the NHL at that time.
No, he's probably close.
But they would have had to all overlap on the same season.
Yeah, in the same season, though.
And it's rare. I want this so bad.
I know. Everybody does.
Come on. It's exciting. Our town our size should not have.
It is. It is bragging rights a little bit. Unless you're in a big city and they don't really care.
That's why I just said of this size.
Yes, I understand.
There are bigger cities that don't have this.
There are smaller cities that have this.
Can you
always blows my mind.
Can you give me an example?
I mean, there are
some. No, you can't.
Well, not off the top of my head, but I'm sure it exists. Like there, it's always crazy to me how like sometimes in certain sports, especially like some of these tiny, tiny places will produce multiple professional athletes in a certain sport.
Okay, no, but it's always a certain sport. You're right. There are towns in the Midwest that they're just the best football program in wherever that works, right? There are cities that produce a ton of basketball players.
Yeah.
But I think the fact
to have four sports.
Yeah.
You have to be in the north to produce a hockey player.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, it'd be pretty rare to have a southern boy from Belgrade, Florida go to the Panthers.
Guys that come from the West Coast. I mean, it's not as uncommon as it used to be.
Austin Matthews, I hate him, but
Austin Matthews.
From like Arizona, or something?
Number one guy.
He's one of the best hockey players in the
NHL. Stop, Austin.
He sucks. His mustache sucks, but he's from Arizona. Born and raised in Arizona.
But he didn't play there as a kid.
Yes, he did.
He probably transferred out somewhere.
Transferred out of Arizona.
Like those traveled things you tell me about, where the kids have no home.
But that's the point now. That's what I'm trying to say with this. Travel sports that exist, you can play any sport anywhere and travel to go play somebody else. I think that all of us, with Nathan Carter, a Irondequoit native, against all odds, making this Falcons roster as a running back yesterday, it shows how versatile we are as a community and how great all of our sports programs are, whether it is football, baseball, hockey, basketball.
Take pride in your community.
Tennis, yes. I mean, look, we also have, that Bishop Kearney Selects team, it's the best women's hockey team in America.
Yeah, you were saying they go all over the world.
They have had multiple girls drafted or like get to D1 commits, and they get drafted into the.
But these kids that are here now, they travel all over.
Yeah, the best female hockey player
in the world here.
In the world, she's from one of those Scandinavian countries. Is in Rochester. She's living here playing hockey.
Oh wow,
it's awesome.
I hear they got a Southern kid on that roster.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah.
You didn't really think there's no punchline for that joke?
Yeah, he's from Belgrade.
Welcome welcome to this new show called All Setups, No Punches. So congratulations to Nathan Carter,
yeah,
by the way.
And to us as a community.
Well, yeah, yes. I feel really bad for the kid.
Why?
Well, because, like, you know, his phone started ringing off the hook. Texts from all these guys he hasn't heard from in 7-8 years.
Oh, sure.
Hey, man. Remember, we're glad you made it. It was a pleasure to block for you when we were at Irondequoit together. I'm going to try and latch on now.
The worst thing is everybody's going to take credit for his success. Everybody that played on that team is going to like try to attach themselves to the success.
I think you're allowed to do that.
Are you?
Well, it's all you got.
Look at you.
Well, yeah, that's why.
You're not pro material.
That's why I'm allowed to do that.
Okay.
Because my life did not turn out the way I wanted it to.
I don't even think you have to be on the team to attach yourself. Could just have gone through that program at some point in your life.
That's why I never made it. You know, you had talent like that ahead of me.
Yeah. But I remember, man, when he was struggling one day, I said, you hang in there, man. You're going to be something. You know, he says, yeah, you're right. Never happened.
The argument I always used to make.
What's that?
Because I played football at Aquinas, and like there were like six guys that played D1 football that I was on the team with.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, all those guys ahead of me, they were D1 talent. If they weren't there.
Yeah, no room.
I mean, yeah.
No exposure.
What am I supposed to do, man? What am I supposed to do?
Program's
what was
a
the
joke.
Point of even trying?
No, and I'm proud of them. You know what? I was there every day making them better. If I wasn't there making them better
pushing
every
them.
Day. Yeah, I was pushing them.
Practice makes perfect.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't go out and play games with no practice, buddy.
Well, didn't the coach used to point you out? Did a fat kid over there, you want to be him? You want to make something of yourself?
That hurt.
Yeah, but you've seen his brother yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.